If you'll take your Bibles and turn with me, please, to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 2. Hebrews chapter number 2 for the reading of the Word of God. We're taking a little break from our series in the book of Psalms. You say, Pastor, why would you take a break? Because God said to.
Yeah,
amen. I'm going to tell you something. I know that there's a lot of things I don't know. There's one thing I do know. I know the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
And I know that when He's trying to direct your path another way, you can look at a scripture and look at a scripture and look at a scripture, and it'll be just like it's got cold water poured on it. That ain't the scripture's problem. God's just trying to direct your heart another way. I sat there for over an hour saying, Lord, how come? Why? And anyway, here we are. Hebrews chapter 2. Stand with me in reverence to the Word of God. What I'm going to do is read the first four verses, and then we're going to preach out this chapter today, what God's put on our heart. The Bible said, therefore, and when you see that word in Scripture, you need to read the chapter before, and you see why it's therefore. Amen. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. I'm preaching this morning on this subject, why we let things slip. Why we let things slip. Now, I want you to notice the title. I didn't say why you let things slip. I'm in good company this morning. Say amen.
Amen.
I said, why we let things slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. You can be seated. Pray with us this morning, please. Father, thank you this morning for the opportunity, the privilege to stand here, Lord, and open the Bible, your word. Have confidence, our Lord, that it is your word. It's not the word of men, but the word of God. Holy men of old spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I pray the Holy Ghost would move in our presence today. And Lord, that you'd move upon our hearts, that you'd help us in this message today. And God, I pray that you'll bless your people with peace. Bless them with your presence. Bless them with your power. And God, for that one that's here today that has no idea if they died today that they'd go to heaven, I pray, God, they get that settled today. Lord, it's still the blood. Lord, we sang at the cross. And Lord, we thank you for the cross of Calvary. And Lord, we pray that you'll just bless the Word of God as it goes forth. In Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. I want to talk to you today about why we let things slip. I believe this is important. And I believe the Lord will help us today as we look together at the Scripture. The first thing I want to say to you today, I want to talk to you just a moment, just by way of introduction, about physical things or physical issues. Why do we let things slip? There is a parallel, but I'll share this with you. I was thinking today, actually this morning, and praying over the message, one of the reasons we let things slip, it's because the thing that we have a hold of is slick. Amen? Some of the scars are still on the side of my Chevrolet where I went years ago, my wife and I, and picked up rocks in Yuma to put around a pond there at my house. And many of those rocks were slimy. And I had on leather gloves because preachers have candy hands. Amen? I was trying to take care of my candy hands with leather gloves. And I'd pick up that rock in one hand like that, big old rock, and Sometimes when I just about to get it over the edge of the truck and into the truck bed, it would slip and it would fall down and I would cry because I scratched my Chevrolet. Amen. But we were in there working and the truck was old, had a lot of miles on it, still is. But one of the reasons we let things slip is because things are slick. You say, Pastor, what's that got to do with the spiritual realm? Let me tell you about something. The devil's slick. He's slick. He knows how, beloved. You go all the way back to the Garden of Eden when he said to Eve, yea, hath God said? Did he really mean that? Is it really important that young people be pure? Is it really important that we stay away from rock music and we stay away? I heard years ago, you know, when you play rock music backwards, they call it backmasking, that you get the devil's message. You play country music backwards and you get your trailer back and you get your dog back. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. There's some of that stuff we just don't need to be listening to. The devil's slick. He wants to slip that stuff in there on you. Amen. He wants to get your heart steered away from God and away from the things of God. I thought about one of the reasons is because the things are slick, something's slick. And then sometimes it's because something is hard. You say, Pastor, where in the world did you get that? Well, there's a little ramp at Liberty Baptist Church that goes down between the fellowship hall and the church to the back. And I was out there one day and I had the heel in my shoe repaired. And in that repair, there was a little nail that was sticking out of the heel of my shoe. Well, guess what happened? My feet went north and the rest of me went south. Amen. I slipped because there was something hard. Amen. A surface that was hard. I thought about, first thing I did, same thing you would have done, don't sit there and look at me like that, is looked around to see if anybody saw me. And there was a guy sitting in a truck laughing his head off. Amen. Just one. But he had to be the one that would tell the whole church what he saw. Amen. I remember that. If you ask me after church, I'll tell you his name. I'll tell you where he lives. You go give him back for me if you want to. Amen. Another thing that causes us to let things slip is we're just not paying attention. Would somebody say amen? Have you ever just dropped something because you just wasn't paying attention? You had your mind on 100 different things and you was already on the next project and you hadn't finished the one that you started. And so sometimes we're not paying attention. I will say this, sometimes we let things slip because we're trying to carry too much. Have you ever had your arms loaded up? It hadn't been too long ago. I don't remember what all I had in my arms, in my hands, but I was trying to get it in the house, and it was a balancing act. Amen. I was just, not the weight of it. That wasn't what was getting me. I just had too many things in my hand, and I dropped one of them. And I remembered Brother Brian and that three-second rule. One of them was a piece of food of some kind. It didn't lay there long. Amen. I got it up within 3 seconds, and I ate it. Amen. Instead of carrying it on in the house. Amen. Sometimes we're trying to carry too much. Let me say this. Sometimes, especially some of you folks that's got some years on you, you've had that, what they call carpal tunnel syndrome. Sometimes we lose the strength in our hand and we let things slip because we've lost the strength. Well, it's the same way in the Christian life. The Word of God said the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you lose your joy, beloved, you're about to let some things slip in your life. Amen. And I believe that with all of my heart. Sometimes we let things slip because the load's too heavy. You say, Pastor, there a spiritual application there? Sure there is. The Bible said, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. God don't intend for you to carry all that load. Amen? And the Bible also said, bear you one another's burdens, and so fulfill of the law of Christ. I remember years ago, here in this church, I came in on a Wednesday night and could not preach. My heart was broken. I'm telling you, there were things going on in our family. And I got up and I told the church, I said, I just can't do it. I can't do it tonight. And we gathered around the altar and prayed. And I told the church, I said these words. I said, I just can't bear this burden alone. One of the ladies in the church said to me after church, she said, Pastor, you don't have to. He said, you're always here bearing our burdens. And said, we can bear yours too. Amen. And my daughter said to me that night, I'll never forget it. Charity said, Daddy, thank you for not faking it. In other words, for getting up here and acting like it wasn't nothing wrong when my heart was crushed with what was going on. Amen. I want you to know tonight or this morning, beloved, that sometimes the load is just too heavy. Sin is a heavy load. And sometimes, beloved, the saints of God, they're carrying a heavy load. I believe with all of my heart, there's a text here. The Bible said, lest at any time we should let them slip. Let's get into the message now. I'll just give you some things to think about. But why do we let things slip? The first reason I want to give you in the chapter is because we fail to hear Jesus. We fail to hear Jesus. You know, over and over and over in the Revelation when God was talking to the churches, he said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I'll tell you something, beloved. It'd be good for us sometime or another to bring our ears to church. Amen. I'm not talking about these ears on the side of our head. I'm talking about our spiritual ears. I'm talking about getting on our face before God before we ever get here and saying, God, I need you to speak to my heart today. God, I want to hear from heaven. God, I want to hear what you want me to hear in my heart and in my life. I believe sometimes, beloved, we fail to hear Jesus. You say, Pastor, where'd you get that in the text? The Bible said, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. I was thinking, beloved, as God was dealing with my heart, a lot of people are sitting in a lot of places today that's called a church, and they're not hearing anything. They're not hearing the truth. They're not hearing the Word of God. They're going to a place where they get their ears tickled. They come in feeling good about their sin, and they leave feeling good about their sin. I'll tell you, if a preacher's preaching the Word of God and the Spirit of God's working in our heart, beloved, we ain't going to feel good about the sin that's in our life. Amen. I believe with all of my heart, one of the reasons we let things slip is because we fail to hear the Lord Jesus and what He's speaking to our heart about. There's another text down here. The Bible said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by them that heard him. In other words, what we hear, we're supposed to pass it on. Amen. Mom and Dad, you're supposed to pass the truth on to your children and your grandchildren. We're supposed to pass it on to our neighbors, to our lost co-workers. Amen. We're supposed to hear it. We're supposed to heed it. And then we're supposed to pass that message along. Amen. To the next generation. You say, fail to hear Jesus? I thought it was about His Word. I thought it was about the preaching. Look at Hebrews chapter 1 quickly. God, who at sundry times and divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. How long has it been since you heard His voice? How long has it been, beloved, since the Son of God hath been able to get all the way from your ears down in there to your heart? I'm telling you, beloved, the Bible said He's spoken to us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory, express image of His person, upholding all things by the word of His power. When He had by Himself purged our sin, He sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Beloved, God is still speaking. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't have even bothered driving 35 or 40 minutes to get here. I'm glad God still has a book, God still has a Word, and God still has the Holy Ghost that can take the Word of God past our ears down into our heart and help us today. Amen. Beloved, thank God for His Word. I want to give you something this morning. I want you to think about this for just a few minutes. This is called the diary of a Bible. We fail to hear Jesus. Listen, the diary of a Bible. January the 15th, I've been resting quietly for a week. The first few nights after New Year's, my owner read me regularly. But now I guess I've been forgotten. February the 24th, I got out to Sunday school today, and my owner used me for family devotions. April the 10th, I was dusted today and put on the center table in the living room. Special company was here, but now I'm back on the shelf again. May the 12th, busy day. My owner had to lead a lesson at church and had quite a time finding me. And then he hunted and hunted to find the text that he needed. And June the 5th, I'm in Grandma's lap, and she's here on a visit. She let a tear fall on Colossians 2, 5 through 7, when Paul praised the believers for living in Jesus. June the 9th, I'm in Grandma's lap again. I've been here every day. It is such a comfort to be appreciated and loved. Grandma's gone on June the 10th, and I'm back on the same old place on the shelf. She kissed me before she left. July the 4th, I had a couple of four-leaf clovers stuck in me today. And then on August the 1st, packed in a suitcase with clothes, off on vacation, I guess, the diary of a Bible, August the 7th, still in the suitcase. August the 15th, home again on the shelf. Not sure why they took me along. October the 18th, pastor visited today, so I was put on the center table in the living room. November the 10th, was brought to church today and held up to be counted. December the 16th, dusted off today, but not open. Wish Grandma would come and visit again. December the 31st, today, I was used at the dinner table. Each member of the family was blindfolded in turn and put a finger on a good luck verse for the new year. Everyone was quiet when my owner's finger landed on Hosea 4:6. That verse of Scripture said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Amen. I'm telling you, the Bible's not a book that ought to be on a coffee table or on a shelf gathering dust. The Bible's a living book. And beloved, one of the reasons we let things slip is because we fail to hear the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We need this book. Say that with me. We need this book. We gotta have it. Amen. We gotta have it. Amen. Oh, beloved friend, I want you to know that God is able to take this old book and use it for His honor and glory. And we'll be much less likely to slip if we will hear what God has to say to us. The second thing in the message, if you'll begin with me in verse number 5, I've got to hurry. For unto the angels hath He not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not all things put under him. Verse 9, here's the second point in the message. But we see Jesus. But we see Jesus. Say it with me. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. I said, number one, today we let things slip because we fail to hear the Lord Jesus. The second reason we let things slip is because we fail to see the Lord Jesus. I tell you what, if we get up every morning and just for a few minutes get Calvary on our mind and realize the price that was paid that we could be called a child of God, the price that was paid, beloved, so we could have this old book, the price that was paid so that we could have the freedom that we have from sin. Amen. Jesus said, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. If we just go with him to Calvary, I believe it'd be all right every day. Amen. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. He was crowned with glory, but he was also crowned with suffering. Amen. We need to see that crown of thorns. We need to hear that mob. We need to see, our beloved, those eyes of compassion as he looked on that thief. We need to see that back that's bleeding and those hands that are bleeding and that feet that's bleeding. We need to see that spear that's stuck in his side and for which came blood and water. We need to understand, beloved, listen, salvation is free, but listen to me, salvation is not cheap. It cost God his son. It cost his son his life. And I believe one of the reasons we let things slip, we see each other and we see the world and we see the news, but we don't see Jesus. I believe if we just get the looking at Him. The Bible said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the Father. I want you to know this morning, beloved, listen, I've examined my life as God gave me this message, and there's been some times I've let things slip. You want to know why? Because I wasn't hearing from heaven. You want to know why? I wasn't looking to heaven. I wasn't looking at the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll tell you something right now. We can look at each other and get discouraged. But I tell you, you'll never look at Him and get discouraged. I tell you, you'll look to Him, beloved. I tell you, He'll bless your heart. So we need to understand why we let things slip. Number one, we fail to hear Jesus. Number two, we fail to see Jesus. I tell you, there had been a time or two in my ministry I would have quit if I couldn't have seen Him. I mean, I was ready to just throw in the towel. I had it out, and I was ready to throw it in the ring. What that means is we give up. Our side gives up in the fight. Amen. When they throw that towel out there, quit beating on my man. That manager throws that towel out there, it means this fight's over. We give up. I'll tell you, there's been a time in my life, oh, glory to God, where I thought the fight was over. I thought I was down for the count. I thought I'd never come off of the mat again. But I tell you what I got to do. I got to see Jesus. I got in this old book, and I started with Him in Gethsemane, and I went with Him all the way to Calvary in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And by the time I got over to John, I had my towel wadded up. I stuck her back in my pocket. I said, God, look what You did for me. Lord, what I'm going through pales in comparison to what You went through for me. We slip. We let things slip because we fail to hear Jesus. Number two, because we fail to see Jesus. Number three, because we fail to trust Jesus. Look in verse number 12, saying, I will declare Thy name unto my brethren. Well, what's it like to be called brethren? In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto Thee. Look at verse 13. And again, I will put my trust in Him. You know what we'll do? Listen to me. I'm talking to Christians now. We'll trust God with the most precious thing we've ever got. That's our soul. And then we get in this trial or that trial, and we begin to let things slip. We've trusted Him with our soul, the most precious thing we have, and yet we can't trust Him. Let me say this to you, beloved. Listen. There's a whole lot of people that let things slip because of financial hardships. Amen. I remember one time, listen, I'm not trying to poor mouth, but I'm just going to tell you a story. Beloved, listen, we were taught about a budget. We were taught about in our family. That's what was going on, that you need to budget. And I'm going to be honest with you. My wife and I, we tried. We took a pencil and we took paper. And we wrote down the bills. And we wrote down what was going out. And honey, I'm going to tell you something right now. There wasn't no McDonald's money in that. Say amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, on paper, there was no way to make those two ends come together. I threw that pencil down on the table. I said, honey, I don't know how we're making it, but we're making it. God is blessing us. Amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, God will bless faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. We must believe that He is. And that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We fail to trust Jesus. I tell you, I don't know about you. Probably one of the most difficult things I ever did in my life was resign a church. The first church I ever pastored, I was there 5.5 years. And that was up in Wise, Virginia. And it was evident. And I mean evident. My work was done. I talked to pastors. Many of them were from the Kingsport area. And every one of them said basically the same thing. Brother Vinoy, you have a family. I wouldn't resign without a place to go. I wouldn't do it. You have a responsibility. I believe that's good counsel. And the Bible said there's safety in the multitude of counselors. I didn't just ask one man. I can remember four that I called and that I talked to that I had great respect for. But let me tell you this. I was doing just fine till one day God rubbed my nose in Hebrews 11. And God said, Abraham loved me, preacher. And Abraham obeyed me. And Abraham didn't know where he was going. And I tell you, my wife, when I showed her that and I talked to her just a minute, she said, you're going to resign tonight, aren't you? I said, yes, I am. I said, honey, I don't know how we're going to make it. But God said, get out of here, amen, and trust him. I'm telling you, beloved, listen to me. God honors faith. Amen. That wasn't blind faith. God spoke to me through his word. And I'm telling you, Abraham, when he was called on to do what he did, beloved, you say, Pastor, he's talking about leaving Ur of the Chaldees. What about when he was called on to raise that knife and drop it in his son's chest? I'll tell you, Abraham believed God. He trusted God. You read over there, beloved, in the book of Hebrews chapter number 11. The Bible said that Abraham knew that God was able even to raise him from the dead. He had every intention of dropping that knife, and God stayed his hand and showed him the ram in the thicket. But God honors faith. We let things slip because we fail to trust Jesus. You know what happens in a Christian's life? First, they start letting a service here and there slip. They start letting their Bible slip. They start letting their prayer life slip. And the next thing you know, listen to me, you listen to me. They're just like Naomi and Elimelech. They've let 10 years slip. Not in the house of God, not serving God. You say, Pastor, you don't know what you're talking about. Honey, I'm going to tell you something right now. It's the grace of God, it ain't you. It's the grace of God, it ain't me. I'm telling you, old Slewfoot Slick, amen. He'd love to get us out of church. He'd love to get us out of our Bible. He'd love to get us out of fellowship one with another. He would love to destroy our testimony. Amen. There have been a time or two in my ministry I would have loved to have given a man the right hand of fellowship, but it wouldn't have been like that. It would have been like that. Amen. Wouldn't have been much fellowship, just a bloody nose. Amen. You say, Pastor, why would a man want to do that? Because he's got flesh just like you do. Say amen. We've got that old stinking flesh. Amen. And then you read in there when God's talking about the pastor, not a brawler. Come on, Jesus. 5 minutes? Just give me 5 minutes. Amen. No. We fail to hear him. We fail to see Jesus. We fail to trust Jesus. Now let me give you the last thing in the message. Let's read on down here. The Bible said, for verily in verse 16, he took on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed. He took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest. I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. You might not like what I'm going to say, but it's the truth. There's one mediator between God and man. That's the man, Christ Jesus. I can be your pastor, but I can't be your priest. Are you listening to me? I believe with all of my heart that God is telling us here in this scripture the reason we let things slip. Number one, we fail to hear Jesus. Number two, we fail to see Jesus. Number three, we fail to trust Jesus. And number four, we fail to talk to Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody got in a real bad way one time, Brother David, and the situation was bad. It was out of their control. And somebody made a statement like this. Well, it looks like what we need to do is pray. Another person said, you mean it's come to that? We might ought to try that first. Amen. We fail to talk to Jesus. Do you know we have a high priest that's been tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. You say, Pastor, nobody knows what I'm going through. Let me tell you something right now. There may not be anybody down here that knows what you're going through, but there's one sitting at the right hand of God the Father that knows exactly what you're going through. Not only does he know exactly what you're going through, Brother Stephen, he knows exactly what we need. Even before we ask, the Word of God said, but he said, ask and you shall receive. I believe with all of my heart, beloved, we let things slip in the spiritual realm. If we're not careful, we'll find ourselves out of fellowship with God, out of church, out of our Bible, dust on the Bible. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe with all of my heart, if you have a Bible that shows a lot of wear, that's a pretty good sign that you're doing a good job. Amen. If that Bible still looks new and you've had it 5 or 6 years, there's a problem somewhere. Amen. Amen. We need to get it down. We need to hear the Lord. We need to see the Lord. We need to trust the Lord. And then we need to talk to the Lord. In verse 17, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. I want you to know this morning, God is able. You're lost. Pastor's not able to save you, but God is able. If you're here today and you're carrying a heavy load, Pastor can pray with you and pray for you. But I'm not the one that can lift that heavy load. I'm glad we have a burden bearer that went to Calvary and bore our sin. And now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father to bear our burdens. Amen. I want to just stop and say, what a Savior. What a Savior. A Savior, Brother Grizzle, that we can hear. A Savior that we can see. You say, Pastor, I've never seen him. I hope you have with the eye of faith. I hope you've been to Calvary with the eye of faith. A Savior that we can trust. And a Savior, Brother Jason, we can talk to when we need answers. We need answers. We know one that has the answer. Where are you at today? What do you need today? What's going on in your life? Have you let the Bible slip? Have you let your church attendance slip? Have you let your witness slip? There's people sitting on pews all over Kingsport that used to talk to people about their soul, that used to care, but that burden's gone. That burden slipped. Brother Grizzle, there's people sitting all over Kingsport. Used to, when a missionary come through, man, they were just thrilled to have a little part in a missionary's work. Sometimes God was even stirring in their heart like, Lord, what do you want me to do on the mission field? But now things have slipped. Why? Why? We fail to hear him. We fail to see him. We fail to trust him. And we fail to talk to him. I want you to remember what I said in the message early on. I didn't say you. I said we.
Amen.
We.
Amen.
We. We. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you for this precious old book. Thank you, Lord, that you have the ability to speak to our hearts. God, I've given the folks what you gave me. That's all I can do, Lord. I pray, God, you'd speak to our hearts this morning. You'd help us, our Father. Please help us. God, I want to see revival. I want to see people, Lord, stirred up about the things of God. I want to see souls saved. Thank you for saving those two teenagers yesterday. God, thank you for dealing in hearts. Lord, I pray this morning you'd have your way in this invitation. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed.